Hey, I want to have a Zoom call with a half a dozen people, me and you, on Tuesday, June 18th, which is coming up pretty quickly at 4 p.m. West Coast time. And we're all going to look at each other and talk about our regions, our cities, our areas, where we live, and the politicians. We're going to craft some ideas how to save the world and things that I can also use on this show. I would appreciate your input and your help. Please send us an email, admin@rightedition.com, and say you want to join up. We'll select half a dozen of you, get back to you ASAP with a link on Zoom, and then we'll chat on Tuesday. That would be June 18th at 4 p.m. my time. Hey. Do that. It'd be nice to talk to you and be nice to see you. Okay, Trump, he had a rally yesterday. It was amazing. Some say 15,000 people were there. They lined up for many hours before. He spoke for probably an hour and a half, over an hour at least. He didn't have a teleprompter, didn't have a drink of water. It was up to 102 degrees. Probably wears a bulletproof vest. He had a suit jacket on and a tie. He must have been cooking. Several people passed out because of the heat. Hospitals were getting full. I think there's like 24 people admitted. And Trump, he kept on. He was energized like a little bunny. He went on and on about elect me, and people should elect him. He's a felon. I could care less. It's all about what's best for the country. It's not about him. And we could talk forever about that crazy little law case that he had. And there's more coming. But his policies are good. And the people talk about support. And this is in Nevada. It's kind of a swing state. Ah, boy, vote for Trump, all you Nevada types, because he needs you. He made a statement, if I get Nevada, I get the country. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it sure sounded good. And then you jump over to Riverside, the county sheriff there, Chad Bianco, he issued my concealed carry permit. Son of a gun. Anyway, he says, I'm endorsing Donald Trump. He says, he's convicted, I get it. He's a felon, I get it. I've spent my entire career arresting people, putting them behind bars. And then the state of California, the governor and all the left-wing wackos, I'm improvising with some wordage here, of course, they say, it's our fault that they're bad. It's probably my fault as a sheriff that they're bad. They had bad childhoods, so let's give them free drugs and free alcohol and let them out of jail and turn them loose, even though I worked hard to put them in jail. He said, take all of that and mix it up, and it's time that we have a felon in the White House. So anyway, it was a sarcastic video that he made, but it was to the point and made a lot of good sense. Canada, they have traitors, apparently, in Ottawa. I thought they were all traitors, but now it's come out that there are traitors in Ottawa, and they've been undermining the security and the economy of the country with countries, particularly China and India. And I've looked at this thing for years, and I've commented about it on this show and to anybody who'll listen to me. And I've said, of course, these people don't evolve. Look at them. I mean, you got the Minister of Defense. He's from India. He came over as an adult. And if you had a war with India, what's going to happen? And I think 60-some-odd% of all the elected ministers, these guys, they have dual citizenships. I mean, where's their loyalty? You talk about bigamy. Of course there's traitors in the House. And now the Liberal government, they won't name them? How can't you name them? You name a person who robs a gas station, but they won't name a traitor. A traitor. Traitors blow things up. If not directly, they bring the people into the country who do that. I mean, a few traitors? There's more than a few. Some say there's a few. I think if you don't name them, you're a traitor too. Left-wingism is crazy. Might be some traitors in the Conservative Party too, but let's find out. Come on already. Jeez, that's hard to believe. Now you have, last item of the day, you have homosexuality and firefighters. Does that go together? I don't think so. And left-wingism. Firefighters, my experience is, by talking to them and knowing many, that probably 90, I'm guessing 95, maybe 98% of them are right-wing, but 100% of the people that run the union are left-wing wackos, in my opinion. If it's not 100, it's 99.9. They take the money from the firefighters and they buy space on buses and say, vote socialist. It's wild what they do. And now Vancouver, the union took the money from the right people and painted a fire truck, and they got homosexual colors. They said, we support, and they used all those letters that I've never taken the time to learn, nor will I. They're homosexuals, and they got this big truck, and they're getting pushback, and they're saying, wow, we didn't expect pushback. How can that be? We're here to support people regardless of who they love or how they identify, and how dare you say that we shouldn't do that? Well, firstly, just go save lives. Why do you have to break it down? And are you only going to go to a fire? You're going to say, Oh, with 911 call, are you homosexual? You're not? Sorry. Click. Come on. That's not it. What are they doing? But they're pushing back the wrong way. I mean, why are you identifying groups? Nobody hates anybody. I mean, particularly when it comes to saving lives. Firemen are saving lives of drug people every night. And a lot of them probably wish that they didn't, you know, answer the phone, because it's the same lives of the same drug heads every day. And now you got these people saying, hey, people, we need more support. And then you have one Vancouver city councillor that chimed in, of course, and said on social media, shower the Vancouver firefighters with love and drown out the hate. Who hates who here? I don't know. Who's who in the zoo? I don't think anybody hates anybody. They're just firemen. For heaven's sakes, if there's a fire, go put it out. Now you're painting trucks. Fire trucks are red. Every kid grows up wants to be a fireman. And now what? They're supposed to be homosexual too? Left-wingism, I tell you, these people, they're mindless. Bah, you get that? Y'all come back. See ya.